Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Thirty-nine on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 57 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. You know, we've had a full morning of talking about taxes and the ripple down effect of different changes in our tax laws. We've talked about hybrid models of how do we keep tradition alive with our Come See Me Festival. Mm-hmm. And now we are looking at small business and how we're shining or what we need to improve upon. Just kind of getting an update from South Carolina's perspective. And hey, the man who really is in tune with what's happening in South Carolina as it relates to business is Mr. Frank Knapp joining us. Welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Well, you are all about the small business opportunities right here locally. But apparently, when it comes to small business and startup companies, there is a decline in terms of what you're seeing, not only in South Carolina, but nationwide.
Yeah, absolutely, Patty. And good morning to Lucas and Patty. We're at a 40-year low nationwide in new business startups. This has been recognized at a bipartisan level by our Senator Tim Scott, Amy Klobuchar in the Senate, over in the House, a bipartisan group. They've introduced legislation to address this, and they introduced it in 2019, pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. And basically it's calling for research to find out why are we in a 40-year low. And so that needs to be done. But our point of view is, if we're having this small business crisis, we need to have a quarterback in Washington to get us out of it. And we believe it's a Small Business Administration. We believe that their mission needs to be expanded. They ought to be given more authority and more resources to do what's needed, working across the federal government, getting recommendations that we have made enacted so that we can start clawing our way out of it. It is crucial that we have new small businesses. And economists will tell us that most net new jobs, if not all net new jobs, come from small businesses that are less than 5 years old with four or fewer employees.
I was going to ask, how do you define a small business?
Well, that was the economists that say, well, that's not a small business, but they're saying that those new business startups are that crucial to growing our economy. Wow. And if we don't have them being replenished, our economy is not going to grow.
What we are seeing, though, is the a lot of small businesses mm-hmm. actually have a goal to maybe reach $3 billion mark. And then they do that because they want to be bought by a larger company and make a lot of money. But then we also see that a lot of businesses feel that there's no way they can ever compete with larger companies.
Well, first of all, most small businesses have no desire to get to $3 billion. Most small business owners simply start their business because they believe that they can be their own boss. Mm-hmm. They believe that they can be successful, that they can make money and sustain their family, and they can help their community. They have no long-term desire for some bigger organization to buy them out. Maybe after 20 or 30 years, mm-hmm. okay, the owner want to retire and do that. But that's not – we are misled in this country to believe by watching Shark Tank that everybody wants to simply grow and be a gazillionaire. That's – drive down Main Street. That's not who these people are. These people are resilient. They're entrepreneurs, and they want to stay in the community. And yes, they want to grow, but they're not interested for any short-term that's being sold.
Well, I love that, and that is true, but there are – partnerships that are always looking for the next company to purchase. I mean, look, Amazon purchased Whole Foods.
Yeah, okay, but those aren't small businesses for sure. Look, there is no doubt that big businesses are have consolidated the marketplace and are harming small business growth because they're sucking all of the air out of the marketplace. That is not, and that's one of the things that the legislation that's proposed in Congress would look at. And that's what you're looking at. In fact, Senator Klobuchar is going to have a Senate subcommittee meeting here shortly to look at these big consolidations. And one of them is banks. Do you know that over the last 40 years, since 1980, there are 68% fewer banks in this country? It's been reduced from 14,400 to 4,600. Mm. That is amazing. What which means is we've consolidated the banks more. They're larger, and they really don't have an interest in making small, new small business loans that they perceive as too risky.
Yeah. Well, gone are the days when you could get a loan with a handshake, or you knew that person and you felt secure in the relationship. But we've played into that because we also like the convenience of just being able to go to an ATM machine or do it digitally with our smartphones. So there is a, you know, we all have to do our responsibility. Yeah. But, you know, I never really thought about big business until you hear about the lobbyist. And larger companies have more lobbyists, which influence legislation. So having a quarterback, you know, representing is, I think it's a great idea.
Well, we would love to see Isabel Guzman, who is the new administrator of SBA, to be given this, almost becoming the small business czar in the administration. That's what we'd love to see. And look, I would encourage people, if they're interested in this subject, if they're concerned about a new business startup slump in this country, go to our website, www.reformthesba.com. ReformTheSBA.com. It's very simple. It's all the information is there. All the recommendations are laid out there. And pay attention to this issue and, you know, contact your congressperson and say, hey, guys and gals, start focusing on this small business startup crisis.
Are there funds and grants available to assist in business opportunities?
Well, you know, we've just been through, you know, over a year of this pandemic, and Congress has done a good job of providing the PPP loans. It hasn't reached all small businesses. The first round only reached about 16% of small businesses. And we have a second round going on now. The state of South Carolina put $40 million into grants for small businesses and minority businesses. That was well received, and really hats off to the governor and our House and Senate for doing that. But we're talking about post-pandemic.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about moving, once we move out of this terrible period we're in, what needs to be done? And what needs to be done was the same thing that needed to be done in 2019, is we need to research, we need to empower the SBA to do the recommendations, to get them enacted. And we need to look at things like access to capital for sure. Right now, we should be able to do that. And we can't rely on banking loans to get it done. Mm-hmm. We know that. We've got to look at the nonprofit CDFIs that are out there. And we got to look at, we say, the SBA ought to be making small, new business startup loans or small business loans for less than $20,000. They could farm the administration out to these nonprofit CDFIs, and that's what needs to be done because we can't rely on the banks to do the job.
Well, you make bring a lot of things to our attention, and there is that dream to be your own boss and own your own company.
And have an idea that can solve a problem for someone else. So everything is there. It's just aligning them all up on the same page is the task ahead for sure. Frank, will you get us started on the right foot?
I'm pumped.
It's a step in the right direction, and we certainly appreciate that. And, of course, what the Chamber is doing statewide, even here at home, just to continue to support local businesses.
Well, thank you very much. I hope everybody starts focusing on the issue.
Absolutely.